On this episode, I talk about this week's releases, the start of the NBA season, and Major League Baseball trading is getting hot. Let's go!
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. New Year's is fast approaching. What I'm thinking is I need to do some resolutions. Resolutions, yes. For starters, I'm going to create more podcasts, do them more often. Same thing with YouTube videos. I'm going to do a little bit more. I got a fancy video. The kids with the video. A camera so I can film. A camera so I can do video. That's basically what I got. I'm also going to be focusing on my website. Guys, head over to svacardcollectors.com. I'm going to be writing more articles, more geared towards people just starting and some, tips and tricks. Another thing I'm going to be really pushing myself is my eBay store. I think it would be a good idea to sell more cards and to create a store that people are going to want to go to and buy cards and make some bank. I think it'll be good for people to see how I do it, and they can follow me. They can follow me in my journey. But I think it is a good place to make money. There's a lot of big-time sellers out there that use eBay, and not all the time it's about timing the market. A lot of times just flipping cards, getting that money, and just buying new cards. And I think that's something that I can do. I've sold a ton on eBay outside of, sports cards. And I can use that knowledge to really, if I focus more on it, I think I could do a better job. But I really want to focus more on podcasts, YouTube. I could be a YouTubie, as my kids say. So that's what I'm going to be doing coming up next year. So we got that going on. Get that out of the way. I know you guys were like, oh, what's he doing next year? I know for like weeks you're like, I don't know what he's doing. Whatever. So what is being released? We'll talk about this a little bit. Now, tomorrow, the 30th, one of my favorites, Topps Heritage High Number, is going to be released. Now, these come 9 cards per pack, 24 packs per box, 12 boxes per case. You also have the blaster boxes, which, to be honest with you, if you can get a blaster case, those seem to be the better bets. Also, the hangers, I think price per card, you do a better job on that. And you should be able to find these. These aren't going to be like the Panini Prism basketball and things like that, where people are going to be, waiting online to get them. It's $124 I saw on eBay. It's the 1971 design. But really, the only rookie to collect is going to be Luis Robert from the White Sox. And he's in everything. He's got an action card. Just to let you know, the blaster boxes, the retail cards, the blaster and the hangers, they don't have action cards. To me, the action card is the card to buy, to invest in these heritage cards. You also have the chromes and all those, and you have chrome, and then you have a 569. I think you have a white chrome, which is the 50. The white border, the white borders look awesome in this. I think those are the best looking out of the bunch. If you don't like the black, border of 1971, I think that's the best one. All the other inserts, truthfully, they don't look good. I don't like the way they look. I'm not that big of a fan this year of Heritage. If you're going to buy, I would buy the first one, just Topps Heritage, not the high number for this year. I think next year, same thing. Those are going to be the ones that people are going to want. But yeah, so also you get one autograph or relic. I could tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get a relic. Also, the other rookie is Edwin Rios. He did pretty well last year for the Dodgers. And everyone else, you never know. You know, somebody could have a big year next year, and then all of a sudden this is, you know, there's another rookie card to go after. But everyone's going to be going for Robert. That's the card to get. Now, we also have, and I think this was released on the yesterday. It was really, or 2 days ago, actually. But I'm just mentioning because it was released this week. Is Panini Flawless Collegiate Basketball. Hobby box is $1,750. You get 6 autos, 2 relics, and 2 gems. Guys, the cards are immaculate. They're beautiful. Very expensive. Buy the card that you want. I would suggest if you not to buy the box, obviously. But if you got bank like that, it doesn't really matter. Then go ahead and, you know, go balls to the walls. I wanted to talk about last week on the 23rd. One of my favorite cards, Panini Obsidian Football. Those cards just look awesome. They're just really nice looking cards. Now, it was released last week. You have 7 cards per pack, 1 pack per box, and 12 boxes per case. But I want to mention the insert that I love. And if you go to Cardboard Connection, the black color blast. So it's a black card, and then it has like a rainbow like blast, almost like, you know, like in India when they throw the like the colored like chalk all over each other. I don't know what it's called, the dye at each other. That's what it looks like. It's really like the color just really pops out. The card looks amazing, but they only come out 1 per case. The Patrick Mahomes looks great. Go to Cardboard Connection to take a look at that. You get 4 autographs, 2 parallels and 1 base, 4 autographs or relics. And it's $325, but you're getting 4 autographs and you get, I guess there is 12 boxes per case. So then you're just going to be, you know, 1 out of 12 to get that special, black color blast, but just really nice looking cards. Really like them. Now, you also have 2020 Topps Transcendent Collection that is due out today. It's a $30,000 box. It's not a box. It's more like a collection. You get 54 autographs, 1 sketch card, 2 complete sets. Phil's Pulls, actually, on YouTube, I believe, did a Box Wars on that. And basically, one guy bought it and another guy bought it. And whoever had the best autographs, because I guess you don't get the same exact autographs, they broke it up into different, like there was 3 different or 4 different things that they broke it down to. Whoever had the best one cards won. I think they said they paid like $18,000 or $19,000 for it. I guess the $30,000 was, you know, what I saw on eBay. So I would suggest you watch that on Phil's Pulls. It was actually pretty cool to watch. It's a ton of money. I won't give it up. I won't tell you what happens. They all die. Now, we're going to go, like I said, we're going to mention, I'm not going to talk Ugats about this because I have no idea about these cards. I know nothing about it, but I do want to mention it. 2020 Topps WWE NXT Wrestling. Yes, wrestling cards. I was shocked. I saw a 1982 wrestling, God almighty, I forget it was Hulk Hogan. A PSA 10 went for like $32,000. I forget the name of it. I was shocked at how much money that, and I know it's Hulk Hogan, you know, he's the real American. But I couldn't believe how much money. Even Raw, it was like $3,000, this card. I guess it was his rookie card. I guess it wasn't even that great looking of a card. But yeah, people collect wrestling. People love it. This is also being released on the 30th, 7 cards per pack, 24 packs per box, 8 boxes per case, and you get 2 autos, 48 inserts, 12 bronze parallels. I have no idea. They didn't give a price on eBay, but they're coming out. And 2020 Topps Star Wars Holocron Series Hobby, that I saw for $80. You get 1 autograph or sketch card. I can tell you, you're going to get a sketch card. I don't know which one's more money. I'm sure the autograph is more. And you get 36 parallels. I love Star Wars. I'm not going to tell you who to collect or not. I have no clue. But it's coming out. Just wanted to let you know. Panini Direct, there really wasn't nothing on the app. I know Hoops is coming out soon, and the fact that Hoops is going to be such a big deal now, when Hoops was such a like, it was a whack set, as they say, as the kids say, back in 1990. It's going to be a lot of money. I'm going to get annoyed, but it is what it is. Now, we're going to move to baseball because the Padres are the only team that is doing anything. They're doing what everyone thought the Mets would be doing, and the Mets still can. Last night, they traded for Yu Darvish and Victor Caratini, his personal catcher. He brings him all. He goes everywhere. He even goes home. He sleeps underneath the bed. It's a little embarrassing. He's like a cuck. He's a cuck. So they got him. They traded, I forget the prospect's name, he's a pitcher, to get Yu Darvish. Nothing, no big guy. They didn't move Mackenzie Gore. And the reason why is the Cubs are trying to save money. So the Padres absorbed that $155 million. I think he still has got 3 years left. This is on the heels, as you know, when you say like in the news, on the heels of Blake Snell coming to the Padres as well. They also signed the South Korean, Ha Seong Kim. Everyone knows Ha Seong Kim. He's an infielder. They're not sure if he's going to play second, shortstop, or third. But this guy hit 307, 49 home runs, and 62 doubles. They said they did something to the ball because it was such a hitter-friendly league. And he still did this. This translates to .215 batting average and one home run in the majors. So, great deal for them. They see them as him being a starter, for sure. Like I was saying before, the Cubs are trying to save money because they didn't sign Schwarber. They're trying to get rid of... Basically, they're just trying to get rid of everyone. And early in the week, or maybe I think maybe last week, the Pirates traded Josh Bell to the Nats. He might have made $1 million, so they got a little worried that they would have to spend some money on him, and so they got rid of him lickety-split is what I wanted to say, but English, you know, not too good for me. So Pirates now are able to stay under their threshold of $75 for their team payroll, so that's good for them. God, it must suck being a Pirate fan. It's like being a Jets fan, but the Jets have money. They just make horrifically bad decisions. Like winning two meaningless games, so now they won't get Mr. Clemson. I don't even want to say his name. I don't. He's going to be a Jaguars guy. He's going to make them amazing, and that's it. It is what it is. Ugh. I don't even want to talk about football. I don't, because of that. It pissed me off so much, and I'm going to see this guy, and he's going to be awesome, and it's just going to piss me off. It is what it is. Anyway, so I think if Lamar Jackson is cheap enough, I would go in on him. I think they're going to make a run, even in the playoffs. I don't think he's going to choke this time. Something about them, I don't know. I think they're going to do some things. The Bills, they may do some things as well. Nah, they're going to crap the bed. They're AFC East team. They're going to crap the bed. They're not the Patriots, so they will crap the bed. But Allen looks amazing. He really does. They destroyed the Patriots last night. And Steelers came back. I think it's going to be the Chiefs. They're just too dominant. Unless they forget to show up, I think it's going to be the Chiefs. And who knows? An NFC, maybe the Giants. Whatever. Now, I can't believe they released Dwayne Haskins. He basically went to a bar where his girlfriend was at, and he was showing support, and there were strippers there. He wasn't wearing a mask. He lost his captain. He was a captain last week, and now he's been released. They're like, you're garbage. Get out of here. You're done. And so it looks like that if the Redskins lose, which they could, that it's all going to come down to the Giants and the Cowboys. The Giants beat the Cowboys, they will be going to the playoffs. Crazy. Eagles got to get the job done and beat the Redskins, but we'll see. Yeah, Packers, Saints, Seattle. I don't know. I don't think it's really going to matter. I think Kansas City, it's going to be Kansas City. But who knows? Maybe Andy Reid remembers that it's the playoffs again and craps the bed like he typically does. But we'll see. Now, over to the NBA, where last, you know, the first two games, I was going to say Nets looked dominant. And now look at them, 2-2. Dinwiddie out for the season. That is a big blow. You're going to have LeVert come in there, not looking that great, but he's going to have to step up his game. Wasn't happy that Kevin Durant sat out. I understand why he sat out back-to-back with his Achilles injury. There's no reason for Kyrie to be sitting out. They sat both of them out. He thinks, oh, well, he sat out, so I got to sit out. He did the same stuff last year. He didn't want to play because Durant wasn't playing. I guarantee you that. I'm telling you, the Nets can be great, but they won't. And it's going to be because of Kyrie and that Dinwiddie. They're going to have to make a trade. Maybe they do go after Harden now because of that. Because it's, I think they're going to be like, they're going to do okay. They're going to do fine. They're going to do their thing, but they're not going to be what we thought they were. I really think that Dinwiddie, he was one of the keys. Because if Durant or Kyrie was a little off, Dinwiddie can do his thing. And so, I don't know. It is what it is. Moving right along, Atlanta's 3-0. Trae Young's playing great. Cam Reddish, DeAndre Hunter, these are the guys that you should be looking to buy their base cards. If you're trying, I'm going to go with, hey, we're not spending a ton of money. We're not going to be able to get the PSA 10s. Maybe you can, but right now with PSA moving at a snail's pace and everything, which may be a good thing because if they're able to spit out these cards fast enough, maybe these cards don't go for as high. I don't know. But Cam Reddish is starting. DeAndre Hunter is starting. They're getting a lot of minutes. And what I always say, guys, is it's opportunity. Can they capitalize on it? That's where you make the decision. But you will have a better bet if they are starting or playing a ton of minutes than if they are on the bench. So watch out for them. Grizzlies, Morant is out with an ankle injury. Just happened last night. He might be out for a little bit. I don't know exactly how long. I don't think there's any structural damage. I think they said the x-rays came back negative. But they're going to go with the MRI and see, you know, what's going on. Could be a couple of weeks, could be a couple of months. And it sucks because he was playing really well. I think the guy to grab is going to be Brandon Clark. Not because he's going to get more opportunity. He's going to be scoring more. He scored 16 last night. I think that's where the points, you know, some of them may go to. Again, I think it's opportunity, and with Morant out, he's probably going to get some more minutes. His prism is 24, and his optic is a little over at $10. Now, this is at Star Stock. I am a big fan of Star Stock. I haven't been talking about it, even though they were sponsoring the show for a bit. I've really been getting on with regards to the day trading. Having a lot of fun with that because I have money in there. I sent some cards in, so I have some play money, and that's basically what I'm doing. And be careful of that though, because sometimes Star Stock the cards are more money. You can go to an eBay and get a Brandon Clark Prism base for $15, including shipping, where it's $24 on Star Stock. So just be careful of that. You don't want to go crazy. I would say play with the optic. Play with the select. They're cheaper cards. They don't go up as high, but they still move up. And so you can have fun. Cavs, Garland, he had some big games. Sexton also had a big game. So their prices have really jumped up. Garland's especially has really jumped up. I think his PSA 10 is like close to 200. His base raw on Star Stock, I think it was like $40, $50 from like 15 to 20 less than a week ago. So prices really jump up really high, which is fun, but it also can go back the other way. So just be careful with that. Knicks had a big win over Milwaukee. They're going to have a tough time scoring, but I do like two guys. RJ Barrett, I bought his Prism, and I bought it at 75. It's already at 95 on Star Stock. I actually bought three of his Panini Select for $14 each on eBay, which I thought was a good deal. The other guy you should be looking after is Julius Randle. I think he's going to be a double-double. I think he was last year. But I think he's going to lead this team. They're going to get more wins. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but he may be a candidate to be traded where they can get more draft picks. And if he goes to a good team and he's doing it, scoring a double-double, and he's heading into the playoffs and you have a bunch of his rookie cards stacked up, you might be in for some good money. So just watch out for that. I also think Embiid is a great guy to buy as well. 76ers look pretty good. They look damn good. I saw his Panini Select Silver PSA 10 sold for $315. His base Prism was going for $355. Now, there's only two for sale right now, and they're going for $1,000 each. Wait to see for an auction, or try to offer something around $315, maybe $350, $375, something like that. Because his Prism, there's only the Panini Select Silver, there's only 83 PSA 10s. The base PSA 10s, there's 983 of them. So silver, shiny, people like, that is the card I think you should go after. But right now, they're not available. They're only available for $1,000. So just wait for an auction, or like I said, offer that price if you want to. I think it's going to go up. I think he's going to do well. I think they have the right coach. I think he's going to coach them up. I'm forgetting. I see his face. He's the Clippers coach. And for whatever reason, and he was with the Knicks, Doc Rivers came to me. I think he's going to do a really good job with the 76ers. I think he's an excellent coach and will make them better. San Antonio, Lonnie Walker the fourth. And Keldon Johnson, those are the guys that you're going to be wanting to buy. I think more Lonnie Walker, because I think he had his price bump and then he came down. He's playing well. So is Keldon Johnson. They're getting the minutes. So I would be all over them, especially on Star Stock. But eBay is cheaper to get these. Even Lonnie, I think Lonnie Walker the fourth in particular. But those are the two guys I'd be going after. Sorry, Luka Semantic people. Sorry. He's just not playing right now, so I can't endorse him. Sorry. That is for two people, or one person who collects him, George, the Facebook flipper. And I'm sorry. Hopefully he starts playing. He still makes money because he got him on damn good deals. So we got that. Golden State, Eric Pascal. I think he's going to get points. I think he just, right now you have Steph Curry going nuts and there's nobody else. They barely beat the Bulls. They're going to have a tough time finding wins. I just think he's just going to get a bunch of points. Aubrey Jr. is just, I don't know where he's at right now. He's not playing well. And so they're in trouble if he's not playing well, Golden State. Magic, they're 3-0. Fultz, Markel Fultz, everybody and their mother wants to buy him. I don't know much about him, so I don't want to gas him up. I know he's with the 76ers, I believe, for a couple of years. But I know everyone's starting to buy him. Cole Anthony really hasn't done too much for Magic. It is what it is. I mean, he looked great in preseason, but no, so does everyone. So does, Kyle Guy. And I don't even think, for the Kings, and I don't think he's even played. Those are some of the things that I saw the first week of the NBA. Lakers look like the Lakers. I think they're going to be fine and dandy. Clippers, I think by the end of the year, they're going to be fine. They're going to be right there, even though they were losing by 50. How do you lose by 50? Have mercy. Whatever. Thunder. This guy, Luguentz Dort, who's averaging 20 points a game, doesn't have that many cards to buy. And whatever's out there is expensive because there's just not that many of them. So him and Bazley, everybody's all over Bazley for the Thunder. He really hasn't done too much. He hasn't been terrible, but he hasn't, you know, balled out. So would I buy him? Yes, because he's going to start. So I would get him. If you get some good deals, buy, you know, bulk, go on Star Stock, even though Star Stock's a little expensive over there. Again, you could do the day trading. Look at CompC as well. I've been noticing that that the cards are going for less on CompC. But just realize you're not going to be able to get your cards anytime soon. And I don't see the price fluctuating as much as in Star Stock or even on eBay. So just, they do move up. I'm not saying it doesn't. I just don't see that, like, fervor pitch that you see in Star Stock. All right, guys. SVACardCollectors.com. Please head over there. I'm really going to be pushing that. I'm going to be pushing more stuff on YouTube as well. And the podcast, we're going to keep them going. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards, go broke. Later.